This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. I'm busy, busy day here. It's 420, of course, April 20th. Yesterday, the shot heard around the world. We'll talk about that. Also, the mirror building in 25 years ago yesterday was destroyed by radical Islamic terrorists, mostly Iranians, actually. We'll talk a little bit about that. You know, you don't want to forget about Oklahoma, right? And, of course, the complicity of the FBI then. Yeah, and what happened to all those bombs that were there? And then Timothy McVeigh, boy, he takes a powder real quick. And there's a lot of things that happened there. We did a lot of research on that back in the day when we were it's sort of uncovering that. I think it must have been 2011 and 12 because, you know, it another one of those strange conspiracy theories that are out there. And, of course, today is a scheduled day of protest here in California. We're going to be talking about why you shouldn't go to the state capitol to protest. Not only is it futile, but it's there to get your face. And then there's other protests scheduled. And, of course, when you're scheduling a protest, that's probably the first clue that you're failing in your protest. I just want to let you know about that. You know, protesting 101, when you schedule and you get the permits and you do all the right legal things and you find a foundation that sponsors you, and shocking, the foundation that's sponsoring today's protest is associated with who? Bill Gates. It's a Gates Foundation protest. Now, what could possibly go wrong there for the protesters other than you get your face pictured in China? The Chinese will be, of course, there running the cameras for the state of California. I bet you didn't know that. And, of course, where does all that data go with your beautiful faces, protesters? It goes right to the Communist Chinese Party. Yeah. So anyway, just a little word of warning. We'll talk about that in this Angels Foundation. Just a few things that are out there. Of course, the protests are starting to break out all around the country. I was in a protest yesterday in Morgan Hill, California. It was wonderful. Beautiful day out. Absolutely an excellent protest. Staged perfectly. And again, a lot of recognition. There's not a lot of cars on the road. Normally there'd be traffic all over at the intersection that we were at. But it was a slow day because people are not out yet. Which brings me to the point of protest. We must be protesting, guys. We have to protest. And who are we protesting? We're protesting the local officials who are acting like Nazis. Seriously, some of our law enforcement people, some of our mostly bureaucrats, the people with all the clean fingernails that are directing the officers, that are telling the officers this, that you do this and you, and of course the sworn officers, especially if you're sheriffs, you got to wait and say, wait a minute, I'm the sheriff of this here county. And so what you're telling me, it goes against the Constitution. And we don't have enough discerning sheriffs yet to be able to push back and tell these administrative types, unelected bureaucrat types, right from the Central Committee types, that they're breaking the law. They're doing unconstitutional. That's why a constitutional sheriff is there to tell these people. You're telling me to break the law. You're telling me to go against my oath of office. And you're going against your oath of office. We should charge you. There's criminal charges that can be found. We can dig them up. More than happy to. But you see, the fight now is at the local level. Donald Trump's draining the swamp. There's no doubt about it. But he needs your help. It's got to be at the local level. He can't do the local thing. The states have far more policing powers than the federal government at the local level. Clearly. Now, if you want the feds to step in with the National Guard or do a war or something like that, that's their job. They're supposed to protect us, by the way, and guarantee us something in the Constitution. The three elements of the guarantee clause. I'll go over this again ad nauseum so you understand it. The job of the federal government is to guarantee to us a Republican form of government. Not only that, but... to keep us free from invasion, how's that working for you in California, and also against domestic violence, and again, how's that working? Not working really well right now because those people in power at the state level and actually at the local level have seized powers well beyond what they're constitutionally allotted. They've gone rogue as government officials. This is how the Nazis started, and we got a good start on it here. Because we have the CHICOMs that are more than happy to help them out. The Communist Chinese Party. Now, I'm going to sort it out for you so you kind of get a really good perspective. Our fight right now, who's trying to take power from the people, especially in America? This you need to understand, this is war. This is a war against the globalist and the nationalist. Especially those countries that have a constitution. And the vast majority of the countries in this world do have a constitution. Now, they're more prone to support a democracy as opposed to a republic, which is leading them right down the wrong road, of course. Look, how well is that notion of democracy in California working out for everybody? Monoparty system, no elections. The elections are completely bogus out here. You know, so that's why, you know, we say if people go into protest... down in Sacramento, it's totally misguided. That's not where you should be protesting. They're organizing a protest. What is wrong with the picture when the organizers behind the protest, because everybody's really pissed off at Gavin Newsom and everybody else, what's wrong with the picture when the organizers are Bill Gates? You're becoming complicit with Bill Gates. It's called a trap, a setup, but it means nothing. All they're going to do is get your right little pictures. They're going to identify every single one of you. They're going to turn it over to the Communist China. They're running the show, actually. And they'll have your pictures. Now, what possible thing do they do to you sitting in China? What happens if they're in this country and they identify you for something more nefarious than that? Because they're here, and that's what they want to do is something more nefarious. They want California. That's their stated goal. They want California. The resources, they've talked about this. You had a general in 2005 saying that this is their right to do this. They need to do this. Take California. That's part of their responsibility. I mean, these are declared statements by the Chinese Communist Party. And I want to break that out for you so you understand it's not just the Chinese Communist Party that we have an issue with. What we have an issue with is, of course, the other part of the party that has, we have an issue with them, but they're not as big of a problem as the Communist Chinese Party. That's Xi Jinping. Now, you've heard that Xi Jinping is oftentimes called the friend of Donald Trump. He says, well, Xi is my friend. Well, I know. You have to make, you know, when you're a world leader, you've got to basically make friends with very strange bedfellows, right? And Xi Jinping is one of them. He's a totalitarian dictator. He's a communist. He's the titular head of this whole group. But you have a problem. And you have populations there in China who do not want war with the United States, who would love the United States of America. They're very enthralled with the United States of America. But they've got a communist country led by Xi Jinping and the controlling unit in there, which has tried to overthrow Xi Jinping, the Communist Chinese Party. They are the deep state. And boy, are we going to be pointing out deep state issues with you. Once you start connecting that dot that the Communist Chinese Party is working carefully with the Nancy Pelosi's and Dianne Feinstein's and the Democratic Party over here in the United States, it starts to become very clear about the other varieties of deep state out there in the world. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Rewrite history. They would have us believe that the United States of America was created by a bunch of rich white racists. But the truth is, 244 years ago, a bunch of regular, hard-working, armed Americans like you and me united together to take a stand, fight for freedom. And they kicked the crap out of the number one superpower on the planet. The world's never been the same since. See, back then, gun control didn't mean a local government was going to go door-to-door confiscating weapons. It meant that they needed to know that every able-bodied man of fighting age had weapons and knew how to use them. If you were male 16 years or older, the law required that you own a musket or a rifle, have powder, 20 rounds of lead, serve and train with the local militia. Back in Rhode Island, if you went into town unarmed, they could fine you 5 shillings. The very best of these men, the most elite, they were selected to be Minutemen. Patriots that could mobilize to fight the enemy at a minute's notice. And these armed citizens, they were a direct threat to British control. Americans would never give up their guns. So the Brits decided they were going to try to take them. So on April 19, 1775, British troops marched out of Boston to confiscate weapons and ammo that they believed were hidden on the farm of Colonel James Barrett in Concord. On the way through Lexington, they ran into Captain John Parker and his small band of Minutemen. And though greatly outnumbered, Captain Parker told his men, "Stand your ground. Do not fire unless fired upon. But if they mean war, let it begin here." And the Brits did fire first, and 8 Americans died. Then the Redcoats marched on to Colonel Barrett's farm, but they didn't find guns and ammo. What they did find was Colonel Barrett and 400 Minutemen and militia gathered at North Bridge. And once again, the Brits fired the first volley. But this time, when the Americans fired back, the British turned and retreated. They fled the battlefield. But more Minutemen, more militia, they rallied to the fight, and the Brits took another 300 casualties on their retreat back to Boston. This is the shot that was heard around the world. This was the beginning of America's fight for freedom. This is our culture. This is our history. Let's remember who we are. Let's remember where we came from. Let's remember exactly why we are Americans.
Yeah, Breitbart TV. Appreciate that. That was 245 years ago. Yesterday, April 19th. What do you think about that? April 19th. It was a big day for protest, actually, all throughout the nation. Bigger day. Getting bigger. These things are growing. They naturally will. But I want to explain something to you about protesting. And we've taken a position in New California. We're not going to participate in planned, organized protesting that, one, involves the state of California, and, number two, involves foundations run by Bill Gates and George Soros. Now, if you want to go down and protest and feel good, and get yourself picture taken by Chinese, the Communist Chinese Party, who, if they invade this country, will probably go look you up and your family up and probably destroy you. That I'm just being fundamental. I'm just being fundamental here. You go on ahead. You go right on ahead. You're part of the problem. You're part of the cabal. When you're signing up with Bill Gates when you go to that protest today. I want you to think about that. They're the sponsors, after all. They got the permits. They paid the money. And why would they do something like that? Because they control the narrative. You're stepping into the biggest trap in the world. And I've been told from everybody that since yesterday when I found out about what was going on, and we dug up the sources, all this is Angel Foundation, which is a Microsoft Bill Gates Foundation. You know, but it's very clear. This is what government does do. It tries to, you know, communist countries are now trying to control the narrative here. That's really what this is in the New World Order and the World Health Organization. It's all part of what's going on right now with this whole COVID virus business. They've anticipated there would be these protests like this, and they've anticipated on how to mitigate it. You're being mitigated. That's not a protest at all. That's not the way it works. You know, what happened in Concord was it was on the ground in terms of the Patriots. It wasn't on the terms of the Brits. So why are you going to the terms of the Brits? I mean, you know, that's the whole point. You're fighting on their turf. You know, you're taking it upon yourself to fight alongside of them, actually. You're being part of the problem. You're being complicit. You didn't pay for those permits. No. You didn't do that. That was Bill Gates who paid for those permits for you to go down and protest. Don't you get it? You're being used. Don't be useful idiots to these people. That's the point. We need you. We don't need your facial recognition so that you can be quickly arrested and taken away at some other future event, which they'll do. You got to keep your powder dry. So I say don't go down there. We won't. We said very clearly last night on the call, we're not allowing you. We are not affiliating New California with this Bill Gates organization, this Bill Gates protest. Why should we? We're creating a new state. We're not their problem in California is not New California's problem. Are we going to protest? Yes. We need to. We've already protested. Listen, we were the first protesters out there singing it 95 weeks worth of grievances, over 96 weeks actually. Yeah, we did that already. Now, are we going to do it? Yes. Are we going to protest? Yes, absolutely. What's going on is totally outrageous, and every Californian, every American needs to be on the march today. Don't wait for Bill Gates to organize it for you. You've got to feel it within yourself to make these commitments. Do you realize we overrun these people? Yet they're telling us what to do, and we're doing it perfectly. I mean, the likelihood, this is no different than the common cold, actually, that spreads world over. It's a coronavirus. It's a common cold. Coronaviruses are cold viruses. It's serious. I get it when you get it. I had it. I know how serious this is. I get that. But the numbers of people that are infected, it's no different than, it's much smaller than the influenza outbreaks in terms of total numbers. And it's much smaller than it's about the size of the common cold. Common cold spread around the world all the time. And I talk about this, about the soup that we live in. We live in a soup of viruses, and our body protects us 24/7 from these viruses. It's got a fabulous system to do that. And now all of a sudden we're smarter than the system that's always kept our bodies in check. Are you kidding me? No, that's because it's a planned event. This whole thing with the coronavirus has been a planned event for worldwide domination. It's worked. It's worked. They sprung it and it worked. Now it's time to unspring it. And this is where it comes in with a citizen journalist. I want to say this. There's some really good stuff out there. We're going to play some portions of what really good citizen journalism is all about. And I want to thank all the citizen journalists who cooperate so well with Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, the New California State Movement. You know, we would not be here if it wasn't for you, the citizen journalists. You're doing fantastic work out there. You're doing what the mainstream media, forget about it. Forget about it. You know, you're talking about all of them from Fox News. Look at how in they are for all this. They're in the bag for it. And, of course, you start to look at the leadership behind all these groups and you go, wow, the globalists are there. Then look what they're doing. Fox News even making beautiful puff pieces about how heroic Gavin Newsom is in California. Man, what a hero they've made him out to be. Really? Yeah. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah!
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, it's interesting what we've created here. But there's a couple of really good stories out there that, first of all, there's questions going on, and we're going to dive into some of this a little bit later on in the show, probably in the second hour. I just thought I'd throw this out there. And first of all, the other thing, in the third hour, Scott Adams and I will be together. We're simulcasting our radio shows over WYFL in Philadelphia. That'll be the third hour. We're going to be talking about all the things that are going on right now. And he's got some very, very interesting things that's developing in his world that talk about this whole global one world order business and stuff like that. The affiliations of Bill Gates. Hello. Hello, Bill Gates. You know, Sacramento to Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. this morning, all Bill Gates. And also you've got the World Health Organization and Fauci and all this other stuff going on, all this miasma. So we're going to kind of clear the decks on that one in the third hour. They've got a couple of people who are going to be calling in from Harrisburg. There's a protest going on in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we'll be bringing that to you, too, in the third hour. Nothing's warmed up yet in California, but we're going to talk about what we can do and really to make it happen in California, especially for New California. That seems, you know, New California is the answer for everything to get rid of all this stuff, you know. But anyway, the planned pandemic. Now, we've run numerous stories about the genesis, the beginning, and we've blown some things up. A couple of things we talked about with Clapper went in 2013 to the Senate Security Committee on National Security. And we talked about the plan that he put out this whole coronavirus plan at the time. This plan that we're seeing right now is one of the end gamers. One of the end gamers that the globalists have planned out for a long time. Listen, none of this stuff happens just right off the shelf. There's a lot of staging to organize these groups to get the right people, the right places, the right personnel, and so on to get these things done. It takes years to plan it, years to pre-position people all over the world to get everybody singing in harmony, so to speak. That's why, you know, they all rallied around the plan for Agenda 21. United Nations plan for the 21st century. Complete totalitarian design. And who trotted that whole thing out in America? It was Nancy Pelosi, October 1992. And I'm reviewing for you. So you get the historical. See, I'm talking myself blue in the face about this because I know we have new listeners. And I get the feedback. We had a caller who actually called and said, could you talk a little bit more about the history of Agenda 21. Of course, we're not going to go back thick in the weeds on a lot of this stuff because that's territory we've covered for years. Because my point is more people are now plainly becoming aware of Agenda 21 issues, which is what you're seeing with this. If you've got a mask on, if you're out protesting, if you're spacing yourself, if you're huddled up at home and you're scared right now, that's because of this plan. So they plan these things out, so it's not a shock. It's absolutely not a shock. And we brought up one of the plans that they came up with to sort of foster it along, and that one plan was the plan that was presented to the Senate committee by James Clapper. Yeah, and people don't think, how does that work? Well, it works quite nicely. When you plan years in advance in order to get societies to act the way they're acting right now around the world, there's got to be a whole bunch of buy-in, and that's what a lot of people are missing. Now, he came out, he presented, the Director of National Intelligence, that's James Clapper, in March 12, 2013, statement for the record, Worldwide Threat Assessment of the U.S. Intelligence Community, Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, and he outlined this whole process. He outlined this whole COVID virus business. Now, before that, there were other, I guess you would say, planning documents that were out there. And then since then, we've had other planning documents. Now, one of the main planning documents that came out, and this is one that came out before, was one that was brought to us by, and this is another citizen journalist does this, not mainstream media. And by the way, you know, when we do citizen journalism, a lot of this stuff is very quickly ascertained. A lot of this information. But people just, you know, they don't know. And they rely upon the mainstream media all the time, and they're basically the mind-numb robots. And that's the thing. So this is the story of one of our citizen journalists that we've used a couple of times. Don't really give her too many props. This time she's banged it out of the park. And this is the... If I can get my computer to work here. This is a story about Dana Ashley. Okay? And she's done a documentary just the other day, a couple days ago, What in the World is Actually Going On? And document reveals plans step by step, what's happening right now. And it was written when? 2010. By who? The World Health Organization. Well, actually, the Rockefeller Foundation, obviously, connection to, Bill Gates. Shocking. Shocking. So why wouldn't Bill Gates help the California state people protest? We're just, you know, again, it goes back to, you know, Saul Alinsky. It goes back to what you've heard from them. You know, you start a protest, you plan a protest, you start a protest, and then you manage the protest. They're the crisis. You're just part of the crisis management. That's all. I mean, he's a bureaucrat. I get that. I was a bureaucrat for several years. I get it. You're going to manage the crisis? Well, you've got a crisis. Now manage it. You have an emergency. Now manage it. And that's what they're doing. They're now managing it so that everybody in California can sweetly comply to the hoax rules they have out there, the unconstitutional rules, which people seem to be obliging them with. So we're going to listen a little bit of this so you understand what we're talking about. This has to deal with a Rockefeller Foundation document that was made, that was produced in 2010 that explains clearly what this plan is all about. And it shows you clearly where Clapper got his notion 3 years later to present, word for word, to present to the Senate. And now all of a sudden, shockingly, in 2020, the plan has been executed and executed precisely as orchestrated. Now that, guess what? They removed it. They removed it. Shocking. I am so shocked that they would do such a thing. Aren't you? So now the video has been removed. Dang, I hate it when this happens. We'll see if we can't figure that one. So we go to play it. The video has been removed. Shocker. We'll see if we can get this video here. This is one that might still be left. Yeah, here we go.
We've seen a lot of folks who are saying they're not doing that. They're here. They're on the Capitol steps staging a more traditional protest here in front of the Capitol building in Lansing.
The police here have resorted to physical punishments for those who breach it.
Da sie der mehrfachen Aufforderung, sich nach Hause zu begeben, nicht nachgekommen sind, wird die Polizei ihre Identität feststellen und Strafanzeigen fertigen. Folgen Sie den Anweisungen der Polizei.
Hello, YouTube family. It is me, Mistina Ashley. Today I want to show you a compilation of clips that has given you a view of this lockdown that the mainstream will never show you. Perhaps some of you have already noticed that the talking head Fauci has quietly admitted in a scientific paper that the death rates that they originally claimed justified the actions we're seeing now actually are on par with annual flu statistics. And perhaps some of you saw that the Chinese study that originally justified the harsh measures the world has since taken was retracted. And they have released a new study that puts a completely different contagion rate on record. And it is a fraction of the original one stated. Maybe if you're able to still keep watching, you've noticed that the rollout of the millions of deaths they originally predicted has gone back to 80,000 and now even below 60,000, which again is on par with annual flu death statistics. So if you are paying attention in these ways, perhaps you're thinking, what is going on? Well, what if I were to tell you that there was a document released 10 years ago that completely foretold this entire scenario we are finding ourselves living in? What if I told you that that same document not only foretold the event, but its devastating economic after effects? Would you want to know the stated goal of the document, as well as the stated vision of the people who are behind it? I believe the entire world deserves to know, as well as who benefits from its implementation, because it is not we, the people. So, we will get into this document in depth in just a bit, but first, let's take a broader view and look at how this scenario's rollout has already begun all over the world.
3 weeks on now, we're starting to see that the vast, vast majority of the public here in Northamptonshire are complying. Sadly, though, we have a small number of people who are persistently and consistently disobeying the law, and so that period of grace is over. This means for some people fixed penalty notices. It means for some people going to court. And it also means for some people getting a criminal record. So we will not at this stage be setting up roadblocks. We will not at this stage be starting to marshal supermarkets and checking the items in baskets and trolleys to see whether it's a legitimate, necessary item. But again, be under no illusion. If people do not heed the warnings and the pleas that I'm making today, we will start to do that.
As well in the UK, they are now using drones to ensure people don't drive their cars to areas where they'd prefer to take their daily walk. That would be deemed non-essential.
The most important thing is that people do, you know, just take that one piece of exercise a day, limit the reasons for going out to ideally no more than a weekly shop. The main thing is to ask people to, you know, stay home. If you are taking that exercise, take the exercise, if possible, close to home.
Meanwhile, in Berlin, the people of Germany, perhaps because of the nightmare still fresh in their grandparents' memories, are protesting these obvious breaches to their constitutional rights, and even the elderly are facing arrests as a result. Oh, and by the way, their media is covering none of this. It is only showing them the same fear the virus media that we're getting here in America. This was sent to me from a subscriber.
Gehen Sie bitte ein Stück zurück. Gehen Sie bitte zurück.
Gehen Sie mal bitte ein Stück zurück.
Achtung! Es folgt ein wichtiger Hinweis der Polizei. Ich richte mich an die Personen im Bereich Weidinger Straße und Rosa-Luxemburg-Straße. Durch die Eindämmungsverordnung des Senates von Berlin ist ein Zusammentreffen von mehr als zwei Personen untersagt. Da sie der mehrfachen Aufforderung, sich nach Hause zu begeben, nicht nachgekommen sind, wird die Polizei ihre Identität feststellen und Strafanzeigen fertigen. Folgen Sie den Anweisungen der Polizei. Es ist 15.57 Uhr, Ende der Durchsage.
Eine Frage, warum sind Sie heute hier?
Wegen der Außerkraftsetzung der demokratischen Verhältnisse. Unser Grundgesetz wird hier massiv eingeschränkt. Allein die Tatsache, dass wir uns nicht mehr versammeln dürfen. Sie sehen ja, wie wenig Menschen hier sind, wie wenig Menschen sich überhaupt trauen, in so einer Situation ihren Mund aufzumachen. Ich sage Ihnen, ein Mundschutz ist kein Maulkorb.
Wird die Polizei ihre Identität feststellen?
Nein, nicht weil sie auf diesem Platz stehen, sondern weil viele Menschen zusammenkommen, die Ausbreitung eines Virus, die Gefahr der Ausbreitung eines Virus dasteht. Deswegen schränken wir ein wenig.
Mikrobiologin, Sie tragen da eine Maske. Denken Sie wirklich, dass ein Virus Sie schützen würde
Nein,
davor?
Weiß ich, dass es mich nicht
also,
schützen würde.
Denken Sie wirklich, dass die Stoffe, die
Aber
Sie hier einatmen, gut für Ihre Gesundheit sind?
Denken Sie wirklich,
sind?
Dass eine Diskussion
denken
jetzt
Sie
gerade
wirklich,
mit...
Das Virus, wenn es ein, ich bin Mikrobiologin.
Ja.
Ja, ich beschäftige mich mit Parasiten, mit Zellbiologie. Das ist mein Hauptberuf. Ja, und ich verstehe nicht, warum hier ein Szenario veranstaltet wird über etwas, das gar nicht so stattfinden kann, wie es in den Medien verbreitet wird.
Nochmal ja oder nein? Eure Kinder können ja auch nicht in die Schule gehen.
Ja, hört aber auf, Sie sind das wieder laut, Sie können doch nicht sagen, wo wir hin.
Wir sind verloren. Wenn Sie jetzt hier auch noch ein Grundgesetz kaputt machen, dann sind wir sowieso ganz unten durch. Wir sind sowieso der Schauplatz der Auseinandersetzung zwischen Amerika und Russland.
Ganz kurz, wenn Sie jetzt an der Dame ziehen, wenn Sie an der Dame ziehen, machen Sie eine Gefangenenbefreiung, kommen Sie mit. Lassen Sie bitte los, halten Sie Abstand.
Meine Hand hier
die Dame wird jetzt mit einer Ordnungswidrigkeit mitgenommen.
At the behest of the World Health Organization, Africa has been warned to act now to take measures to contain the virus. They have begun enforcing their COVID curfew more strictly with the measure of tear gas. The crowds of people had gathered to catch the last ferries out of Mombasa.
Well, police coast to coast will again raid parks, beaches and public spaces today, urging Australians to follow strict social distancing rules or face massive fines.
Yeah.
You can go to a park and you can exercise. So I can go and I can run laps, I can do push-ups and all. But we saw pictures yesterday and there was one in particular of a young couple with a newborn baby sitting on a park bench. And they're being told to move on. What is allowed and what isn't allowed.
The reality is, if you go out to exercise, then go and do your exercise, then go home.
So, family, I mean, yesterday I went down to the park with the kids, and I sat on the grass and let, you know, the one-year-old crawl around and the three-year-old sort of run around me. Under these new rules, I'm not allowed to do that, is that right?
If everyone went down to the park at the same time, Ali, it becomes a complicating factor that, you know, do the kids have it or do you have it without symptoms, and are you spreading it to someone else who comes in contact with your kids?
Here's some footage from India during their three-week quarantine with incredibly harsh enforcement.
The police here have resorted to physical punishments for those who breach it. Footage has emerged from Mumbai of them beating motorists with their batons in multiple locations. At one point, police are seen ordering locals to do squats. And they're not the only ones given humiliating public punishments. Some were made to do press-ups at the side of the street. This is a country of 1.3 billion people. It may have only a little over 500 confirmed cases.
Did you hear that? He just said only 500 cases in 1.3 billion people. Not even 500 dying. 500 cases, 500, which we already know, most of them are mild. So we're talking about, please, I suck at math, but it's something like 0.00000038 or something. And they're treating people like this for their own good, right?
And a very low death toll compared to other countries. But it fears it could follow China, Italy and Spain. Whether the methods police here are using to stop that from happening are the right ones is another matter altogether.
Dozens of protesters took to the streets of Sao Paulo to protest the social distancing measures imposed by the governor of Sao Paulo and their inevitable devastation to small businesses and forced unemployment. Small businesses like mine are being closed, thousands of companies and millions are unemployed. He is committing a crime against small and medium-sized businesses in Sao Paulo and all the population of Sao Paulo. Meanwhile, Dubai has implemented a very strict lockdown system in which people have to apply to go outside regardless of the reason. They are forbidden outdoor exercise, and people need police permission to buy groceries, medicine, to go to the doctor, or even to leave home for an emergency.
We have joined the police patrol in the townships. Wherever we go, everyone runs away because they know they shouldn't be on the streets and they are afraid. The officers on duty seem anxious. They admit they can hardly keep these huge areas under control. The enforcement of the lockdown is anything but systematic. It appears random. This man couldn't get away fast enough.
We're supposed to be in his house. This is a lockdown, and you don't have any reason to be outside.
He's been fined for 1,500 rand, about 80 euros.
You have that kind of money?
No, I'm not working. That's why I was going to my brother to take a food.
The man says that during the arrest he was kicked and beaten by the police behind the house. We couldn't verify this from our position. A few blocks away, we meet a young woman who doesn't want to show her face. She's afraid she'll be recognized. But she does want to show what the police did to her just for being on the street. She says several officers stormed into her house and attacked her with sticks and whips. And all this in front of her daughter.
It's actually traumatizing because I've never been beaten up like that.
The police defend their harsh action in the townships.
If they don't listen, then unfortunately those things happen. I'm not saying it's right. And in some communities, that's all the members of the public understand.
Police fear the tension in the townships will worsen the longer the lockdown stays in effect.
Именно на высокий уровень риска. Ситуация в целом находится под контролем.
Moscow is using facial recognition to enforce their quarantine. By using high-tech surveillance, where they use facial recognition technology. The cameras are monitored from a purpose-built CV-19 control center, where images and personal data of those under quarantine are put into a database so that they can be recognized by the cameras. and monitor social media for fake news on the CV-19. Here's an operative dashboard where we can see the statistics. All the information we gathered is shown here. Contacts, email, telephone, employer, and so on. 95% of these people have been identified and their location is determined. Then we continue working with them. Russia is not the only country to enlist high-tech surveillance to battle this CV pandemic. South Korea. They too have been using surveillance cameras, mobile phone location data, and credit card records. Taiwan is also using a phone location tracking to ensure quarantine people stay in their home. And in Hong Kong, those under quarantine are being made to wear location tracking wristbands.
On the north side of the State House, by the entrance to the stateroom, the chants of protesters could be heard loud and clear.
Open Ohio now!
Open Ohio now!
One of those voices outside the State House belongs to Jennifer Franz.
We feel like the virus is less of a danger to us than our rights being stripped from us.
She joined a few dozen protesters Thursday, many holding signs, some wearing masks, as they criticized the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
There's just people who, again, like me, feel like their constitutional rights have been violated.
Some say they're now out of jobs, upset they did not have input on what businesses are essential or not.
I'm very appalled at the fact that they've done these things with the thought that, number one, it's okay, and number two, that they even are allowed to do these things.
Update: during the finishing touches of this video, April 15th, thousands in Michigan have also descended upon their capital to protest their loss of rights in this lockdown.
You're looking live at our state capitol, surrounded by protesters this noon. Those descending on Lansing are upset with the governor's executive orders that have forced many businesses to close. Political reporter Rick Albin kicks off our team coverage from Lansing right now. Rick?
Well, Emily, there are a lot of cars, as you can tell, and they have been here since very early this morning. By 11 o'clock this morning, the place was filled. All these lanes were filled with cars. I've seen no police presence to move them along. All of this in response to the governor's orders for people to stay at home.
So unless it's a life-sustaining activity, we're asking people to stay home.
And there are all kinds of signs on cars that talk about liberty and being locked down and quarantined and I need to work. So the governor, while she wants people to stay at home, is looking out the window, if she's in her office, at this crowd of people who have come out here today to protest those very orders.
Okay, Rick. Thank you for that. Leon, what are you seeing?
The Capitol steps, the scene of a protest. The whole idea here was that folks would stay in their car and participate in this gridlock, but we've seen a lot of folks who are saying they're not doing that. They're here. They're on the Capitol steps, staging a more traditional protest here in front of the Capitol building in Lansing. I want to show you one of the larger displays here, a huge sign that is out in the Capitol lawn. It says, "Security without liberty is called prison." And we're going to walk up here and give you an idea of the feel some of these people have. First of all, tell us your name and what brought you out here.
My name is Joseph Dixon, and I came out here to support the Michigan businesses and stand up for the rights of our fellow Michiganders. We believe that the governor has overreached and overstepped her rights with our freedoms.
We're going to put this on pause. By the way, we have it stored in storage. This particular video, YouTube, within the last hour, has removed this video you're listening to. Just thought I'd let you know, understand what's really going on. It's real time, real time. Anyway, we got a lot more to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio in the second and third hours. Scott Adams, and we'll be joining up with WYFC in Philadelphia here in the third hour, actually. So anyway, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans. We're going to get through this one day at a time.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.